Hey, Yeti fans. It's a beautiful day here in Milos. I am sitting on my terrace in my Airbnb, and it's the town of Triavassalos. It's a bright, sunny day with clear blue sky, and there's some chickens going crazy over yonder. But that isn't why I am doing this particular episode. This episode, I want to ask you, the listeners, all three of you, for some advice or for some feedback. So I have to give you some context first. So back when I was in Norway, I met this Hungarian friend named Sabi, who turned me on to this app called WeWorld. You can look it up on the App Store. So it's basically just like a simple app for making friends in other countries. You can create a simple profile, just name, nationality, your interests, and all that. And then you can, basically it's like Tinder, where you can just like swipe left or right and you see other people, and you can decide if you want to match with them. And so ostensibly it's a making friends app, although I think a lot of people probably use it for dating, but I think there's different motivations why people are on there. So I downloaded the app, and I've been just kind of playing around with it just in my free time. And I've chatted with a number of people from different countries, and, you know, from, let's see, China, Ukraine, Japan, Brazil, a bunch of different countries. But in the past, I would say, few weeks, I've met a number of ladies from mostly from Hong Kong and a couple from Singapore. And the reason I bring this up is, sooner or later, they all of these particular people start bringing up like investments, specifically, well, it's not always the same, but like it's like mostly Forex, which stands for foreign exchange trading, specifically on a platform called MT4. You can look it up. I think it's just MT4.com, but you can just Google MT4, and it's like this software for doing, what I understand it is, mostly Forex trading. So the first time I was chatting with somebody, and we would just talk about normal stuff, like where are you from, what do you do, you're traveling, where do you like to travel, blah blah blah, like all this stuff. And then after a while, the conversation, I don't remember who the first person I talked to. And by the way, a lot of the these women from Hong Kong, they have like, or they go by English names, like, you know, like Lucy or Tina or Amy or whatever. Although they do have Chinese names, they usually go by an English name. So the first time it came up, it wasn't like right away. So I didn't really, it didn't really like dawn on me. But, you know, they would say, oh, like, I'd be like, what are you doing? And she'd be like, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who the first person, I think the first person was this woman named Zhao. And she's like, oh, I'm about to talk to my advisor to make some trades. And I'd be like, oh, what kind of trades? And then she'd start talking about it. And then, oh, like, if, you know, do you, and then she would ask me, like, do you invest? And I'd be like, well, I don't know. I mean, I have a house and I have some stocks and, you know, retirement fund and everything. So it didn't really, it just seemed like part of like the natural conversation. But as I was making more friends, and specifically more friends from Hong Kong and a couple from Singapore, like after like two or three people started talking to me about investing and trading and stuff, I was like, oh, maybe this whole thing's a scam. So my question to you, the listeners, is do you think this is a scam? And before you respond, let me kind of give you all of the evidence for and against. So there was a point where I was talking to like three women, and they were all, it seemed like there were some commonalities. Like they were all like business owners. Like one girl owned a clothing store. One girl had a textile business. One girl had, forget, some other kind of business. And there was one in particular that I was talking to and what I would say developing a deeper relationship with, just in terms of we were like chatting most often and talking about a lot more like personal things and stuff. And all of, by the way, all of this is like totally PG. Like there was no like, you know, like dirty sexting stuff or anything like that. It's all like pretty vanilla, like, you know, stuff that you would just chat with. So anyway, there was a point, I think I was talking to about four different ladies, and all from, like three of them from Hong Kong, one of them from Singapore. And by this time, I think three out of the four had brought up some version of investing and trading and MT4 and all this stuff. And so I was kind of like, so at this point, my radar was raised. What, you know, what's the expression? My hackles were raised, and I was kind of on guard for some kind of scam stuff. And then, you know, they were all, you know, and then it was like, they would start to, like, the conversation started off really natural for a while, and then they would just randomly bring up stuff about trading, and like, oh, look how much money I made on my last trade, or I'm about to do some trading tonight, or my financial advisor says this is a really good time to invest because the Fed dropped their interest rates or something. So I'm just like, okay, what's the scam here? You know, but I didn't let on that I like was suspicious. I just would like talk to them. But there was never any kind of, still to this day. So one of the evidence against this being a scam, it's obvious the evidence for being a scam is they're all talking about trading. They're all talking about this one. Well, a lot of them, not all, but a lot of them would talk about this one specific platform called MT4. But evidence against is to this day, not a single person has actually like asked me for anything. Nobody's asked me to like invest. Nobody's asked me to like give them money or put money down or to buy anything or do anything. It's just all talking about trading and stuff. So my radar is up, but there's a lot of evidence for and against. So anyway, I know some of you are probably going, dude, you're such an idiot. Like, stop chatting right away. You know, delete the app, whatever. Oh, and another thing is too, with all of these people, we start on the WeWorld app, and the WeWorld app's really basic, so there's really limited stuff that you can do with it. So within a short period of time, we'll like switch over to WhatsApp, which is if you don't know, it's a text, you know, like a chat software. Some of them asked originally to ask if we could talk using WeChat, but I'm suspicious of WeChat, and I just don't want to download another app, and I don't really like using it, but I have WhatsApp. So we basically switch over to WhatsApp, and WhatsApp, you can not only chat, but you can do video, you can send pictures where you can't on the WeWorld app. So there's this common pattern. It's like, hi, how are you doing? Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Hong Kong. I'm from the U.S. Blah, blah, blah. Cool. Hey, do you want to chat on WhatsApp? Sure. And then we switch over to WhatsApp. And then it's like, and it varies. Like, I've had a couple people start talking about investment right away. And others, like, well, we'll be chatting for like several days before it even comes up. But almost without exception, I think, except for maybe one person, all of the people from Hong Kong and Singapore have brought up the subject of investing and trading and Forex and stuff like that. But none of them has asked me for anything. None of them has asked me to invest in anything, buy anything, or whatever. So it's really strange. It's really weird. And I'm trying to like get to the bottom of it. Cause like, okay. So skipping ahead, of the original four people I talked to, there was one in particular that I felt like I was developing like a little bit more of a deeper relationship with. She did bring up investing, but I said, yeah, I'm not really interested. I'm here more to make friends and stuff like that. And she said, and I said, can we still be friends? And she said, of course, you know, like blah, blah, blah. So, but that person, I mean, we kept chatting for a while after that. But that person has since just kind of gone dark and who knows, you know, but then there's been some newer ones. So now, so basically where I'm at now is there's basically like, for the most part, two people that I've been chatting with. And of those two, there's really one that, and we'll do, so her English name is Amy. I'll just say it. And, hopefully she doesn't find this podcast or whatever, but, and Amy is, and then the other one's name is Angel. And of the two, I would say Amy is, well, I would definitely say Amy is the one that like I have the closest relationship with. And I think at one point she very passively brought up like the investing thing, but really didn't mention it. Whereas like some of the other people, it's like, it kind of frequently comes up. It's like, hey, what are you up to? Da, 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 da. And like, how was your day? Oh, I like went to this beach and I did this and like, cool. And then, oh, I'm about to make a trade. I'm like, okay, that's great. I hope you make a lot of money, you know? So with Amy, I think it came up briefly, but then it hasn't come up since then. And for the last like several days, we've just been chatting. And you know, like I'll send pictures of, here's what I'm doing today. And here's this cool beach I found. Here's a picture. And, so another kind of, red flag is that a lot of them, so it seems like all of them are around 30 years old and they're all like, at least if their profile picture is to be believed, they're all like really beautiful. And then some of them I was kind of like, as part of like me playing Inspector Clouseau, trying to figure out if this is a scam, I'm like, hey, like, can you take a selfie, you know? And so I'm thinking like, okay, if they're like a fake scammer or if it's like some dude on a keyboard just using like a picture of some like Chinese model or something as their like profile picture, like they're not going to send me a selfie. But like several of them have sent me selfies and they do look genuine. Like they look like they were just taken. And now what's weird is some of the selfies don't match the profile picture. So maybe the original profile picture, they use a fake picture, but now they're sending me real selfies. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Again, it's like a sort of a red flag. But like in Amy's case, like we send pictures back and forth all the time and her selfies are very consistent. I can tell it's the same person. They look genuine. So either it's very sophisticated where they've got a bunch of pictures of them, of like some model or some picture. I don't know. It seems genuine, at least in some of the cases. So So let's review. Like, let's stack up all the evidence for this is a scam and I should stop talking to these people immediately versus this isn't a scam, or here's the evidence against it being a scam. So evidence four is they're all from kind of the same place, usually from Hong Kong, a couple cases from Singapore. They're all like, you know, Chinese heritage, let's say. So there's that commonality. There's a similar pattern with all of them. They all sort of start chatting. They all want to chat on. They all want me to switch to WeChat or WhatsApp. And then we start doing that. They all bring up investing or some flavor of investing, like whether it's like Forex or Bitcoin or whatever. A lot of them, but not all, have brought up this one particular platform, MT4. Let's see. Okay, so there's all those commonalities. I'm trying to think if there's something else. Okay, they all seem to be about the same age, like late 20s or early 30s. You know, all like have like a similar kind of background. A lot of them are like business owners, you know. A lot of them, and then another thing is they all have these like, I mean, they all look beautiful, you know, in terms of like you know, look like models or whatever, but they all look, you know, attractive, let's just say that. So there's this similar like profile. Okay, but some evidence against that, like some things. Okay, number one, nobody has yet asked me for anything. Nobody has yet asked me to do anything, send them money, buy anything, download something, start trading, start investing, like send whatever. So there's that. It's like, okay, if this is a scam, I'm waiting for the scam part to emerge. And okay, and as an anecdote, I tested this the other day. There was a new person that I connected with, and her name was Tina. And I was like, just kind of expecting the same sort of pattern, you know. And sure enough, it was like, yeah, blah blah blah. Switch to WhatsApp, start talking, and then she mentioned something about the markets. And I'm like, oh, why do you bring that up? And like, I basically said, you know, I'm just going to like interrogate her and find out what's at the bottom. And I basically said, so do you want to sell me like some MT4 or something? And she's like, what are you talking about? And she kind of got upset. And I was like, well, it seems like everyone from Hong Kong that I meet here wants to talk about MT4, wants to talk about investing, blah, blah, blah. She's like, why do you bring this up? She was just like playing dumb or had no idea what I was talking about. And I'm like, well, you're telling me about investing. What is it you want me to do? And she's like, I don't know what you mean, blah, blah, blah. So even when I like pressed one of the people, they didn't bite, you know, they didn't say like, well, yeah, you should invest, or here's a link, like click on this link or download this software and start trading or send me some money or something. I was like, I keep, you know, my suspicions rise, but I keep waiting for there to be some sort of hook or something, which never comes. Okay, so evidence against is there's at least to this date, there hasn't been any actual hook. Evidence against also is some of them start bringing up investing like pretty quickly in the conversation, but some of them will be chatting for like several days before it even comes up. And so if this is a scam, like, it sure is, like, they sure are taking their sweet time to get to the point of the scam, because I don't know, I'm not aware of like what it is, and even though their profiles are very similar, it's like all like, you know, around 30 years old, attractive businesswomen from Hong Kong or Singapore, they're conversations are not like cookie cutter. Like, we talk about all kinds of things. We talk about travel, we talk about pets, we talk about, you know, philosophy and work and future plans. Here comes another text from one of them. So it doesn't have the feel of like they're going by some script, like, which I would imagine if this was some boiler room somewhere where there's just like a bunch of people hired to hook people on this app and start selling them on some investment or something like that, that eventually they would, like, it seems to me that eventually they would get to the point of it, and it seems to me that there would be a little bit more, like, it would move along quicker, and they would use a lot of the same phrases, or at least like there would be some pattern to like the conversation, but there isn't. So that's kind of got me. So that's some evidence against. And at least in two of the cases, like, we talked about investment for a little bit. Well, and I'll say with this latest case with Amy, and who knows, tomorrow she could start like hard selling me on some investment thing, and I could, be total schmuck. But I think since it was briefly brought up, something about investments or something, we've just been talking about normal stuff that you talk about when you're like, you know, like on a date or like just, you know, getting to know somebody, and none of that has come up. So if it is a scam, I'm just sitting here going, what if they just like to, or this is like a super long con where they like get to know you over the course of weeks or maybe months or something, and then before they like hit you up for something? I don't know. Who knows? Or maybe there's something else that I'm not even thinking about. That's why I'd love to get your guys' opinion on this. So it's kind of a weird thing. I don't know if it belongs in this travel podcast, but since I'm solo traveling and I started just like having these conversations, and now it's become kind of a daily thing where I'm just like, meeting people from other countries and stuff, like, this has become like one of those things that has been on my mind. And with Amy, we've been talking about like, when I get to Hong Kong, let's meet up and hang out and, you know, stuff like that. So, and before, when I was talking to another person, like, we talk about the same thing. So unless they're completely catfishing and they're, you know, and we never actually end up meeting up or something, I'm kind of baffled as to like what the scam could be. But it is, on the other hand, it is weird. So if it's okay, so if it is a scam, they sure are taking their sweet time getting to the point of the scam, is the point. And they sure are going through a lot of extra effort and a lot of conversation and texting and stuff like that to set me up for a scam. If it isn't a scam, and these are just totally genuine relationships, then apparently a lot of 30-something young, professional, attractive women in Hong Kong just really love to trade foreign currency and love to tell other people about it with no ulterior motive than to just, like, say, hey, like, I'm doing really well and I'm making lots of money and, like, and I just did another trade and I made another 2,000 last night or something, you know, whatever. Who knows? It's really weird. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe somebody out there has come across something similar or heard about something similar. Maybe you have some other idea for how I need to like watch my back or something. I would love to hear your comments. So you can either direct message me or comment on Facebook or on GoRodeo.beer. let me know what you think. Let me know if you think I should keep talking to Amy, or if I should just shut it down and delete the app and never get on there again. Because I sure can't figure it out. It's a mystery to me. That's all for now. Hope you guys are enjoying this podcast, and there'll be more to come. Sweaty Yeti out.